Great, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. I appreciate you joining us here on a busy Tuesday because it is the final Tuesday of February, and that means the MCCSC has a school board meeting tonight, which you will be a big part of because we have the decision coming on the option of the three choices presented for what will be the new school day coming up in 2016-2017. And I know you're not going to divulge that information right now. You'll save that for tonight. But the three choices you were presented with, talk about how long this process has been going on and what went into making the final decision, because I know this is not easy.
Well, those are great questions. You know, this, I told the board at a work session a couple of weeks ago, this is probably the most studied thing I've done since I've been in this position. In 2010, we made a change, and I was just taking the position at that time. At that time, I said to a group of folks that we would study it, and we used the Kelly School of Business to actually study what we had done with our changes. And we decided that that was, we should go ahead and move forward with the schedule that we were on, and that was we would take another look at it, and we made some minor changes. And then about a year and a half later, we had the Center for Evaluation and Education Policy from Indiana University study this. And again, they made some recommendations that we implemented, and we kept the time the same. And so now we come to this time, which basically started in October, and it really grew out of my, you know, elementary teachers and parents talking with me about the fact that they felt that the elementary day was just too long. And so I, you know, was pretty serious about that and said we need to dig in and relook at this. So we did look, you know, with safety always as the overall, you know, umbrella, if you will, and then how could we reduce the elementary day, and then how could we stabilize the week for parents? Because that was another thing. As you know, we embarked on a professional learning community model here in 2010, which means we try to provide as much time as possible for our teachers to get together to talk about individual students, and that really manifested in a Wednesday morning time, and so students came later on that Wednesday, and we realized that really impacted a lot of our families. So could we do something about that, still keep the model, but not impact our families? And then as we were doing that work, it came to be, you know, that the Pediatric Society brought the research again, or people brought that to me about our adolescents, you know, going to school later, and, you know, could we do something about that? So we had all of those things listed and said, okay, how can we make this work? So we started in October, and we were really trying to dig in and relearn what we had learned before and look at how it was working. And then, of course, then we have the overlay of transportation and costs, because, you know, you can do anything if you add 100 buses, but the reality is we
and
have
$100 million.
You got it. We've got maximum levies, we've got circuit breakers, we've got fuel costs, we've got frequently subsidized general fund expenditures that sometimes we over expend our transportation budget. We don't want to do that. We know the cost of a new bus, which is $110,000 to $120,000, and each year we try to keep compressing the routes so our money goes down. We try to make to live within our means, so to speak. So we looked at all those. We also looked at transportation considerations, because we have non-direct routing, which means we have transfer shuttles. We have an ALPS course at the elementary that actually rides in on the high school buses, and then we disperse them to the elementary. We have a Hoosier Hills Career Center where we have five other corporations bring students into us so that we can work with them on career education. We have an Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship where we have to bus students from our major high school, our comprehensive high schools, out to them, to the Bloomington Graduation School, the same thing. Of course, we have our special ed children. We have medically fragile children that we also have to bus. We've added preschools. We had 11 preschools. We now have 19 preschools, so that means we've got 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds that have to catch a bus. We have altered schedules for many of our children who have disabilities. We also have McKinney-Vento, which is a law where we have to transport children who have to have unfortunate circumstances in their home. They started in our schools, but then they become homeless, and maybe their families move to Lawrence County. We then have to transport those children. We transport children to the Indiana School for the Deaf, Indiana School for the Blind, and Daymar in Indianapolis. So there are a lot of intricacies to the whole transportation piece that really have to all work together. Aside from the fact that I've got to go back to, we are transporting. You know, people say, well, logistically, if UPS can do this and, you know, anybody else can do this, why can't you do this?
Well, that's not
fair. Here's the thing. We transport people's most precious resource. And so that's why I always come back to there's an overlay of safety that's incredibly important. And so in all of this moving of children, we have to be very conscious of, you know, what we're doing, because safety does play a very critical piece. And we don't just transport in the city. We transport the county students. So we're able to see, and quite honestly, there aren't a lot of people out there at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, but we're able to see what happens at those bus stops and, you know, how dark it is. We've monitored the darkness. You know, when does it become sunlight all through the year? We've really tried, and I've been very proud of all of our people trying to immerse themselves in how can we make this work for everybody. And as you know, Mike, it's tough to make it work for everybody.
Everybody's the key word in that phrase, because everybody's individualism is more important than the collective whole, and it takes a little bit of sacrifice, I believe, from all of us to make that work. Remember, UPS can raise their rates if they need another 200 trucks. You can't do that.
Right, yes, that is. But honestly, we have looked at all the research. I've studied research from the U.S. Department of Transportation, the National Highway Traffic Safety Division. I've studied the stop arm violation information, the illegal passing information. We've tried to really dissect all of this.
And I think people don't understand is if you did have unlimited resources, you would make these changes. It's not about fighting the change, so to speak. It's about money. That's it.
Yeah. This is not a fight. This is trying to find something that really works for everyone, recognizing the children that we serve. And we want to honor the research. That's never been a question. It's just how do we make that all happen within the context that, you know, the dynamics that we're working with, and be able to sleep at night. Because remember, I've got a transportation director, and I want to sleep occasionally, because people always say, when do you rest? When I rest is when we get every child home safely. That's what it's all about, you know. And when you're moving these children around, you know, there are a lot of intricacies to that. And our parents are depending on us to make the right decisions on behalf of their kids' safety. And we take that very seriously.
Dr. Judy DeMuth, our guest this morning. She is the superintendent for the MCCSC. And obviously the front page news today, changing the time zone. I mean, those are things that just don't, that would take a lot of effort and a lot of legislation to do so for one school district. So just throwing this all in the pile, in the pot, and stirring it up. I don't envy your position, but I think with the three choices you have put together, the common sense approach, the financial approach, all of that has been met. And one thing that's been clear in the last, just over 5 years, your test scores are up, your graduation scores are up, the money that you've gotten from the everything's improving. That has to be encouraging.
Yeah, do you know what? That's part of the sell to all of our, you know, administrators, because, as you know, they have a lot of pressure on them. So, you know, if they were sitting in the real world and they come before me and we talk, they would say to me, you know, why are we doing this when everything's pointing in the right direction? Everything's going where we want it to go. And quite honestly, the reason we want to do this is because if parents feel that it can be better, then we owe it to them to study it to make it better. And that's exactly what we're doing. So can we, you know, honor the research? Can we shorten the elementary day? Can we stabilize the week for our families? You know, put the onus on us rather than our families. And then, of course, can we do something at our secondary level? So, you know, again, it's good to always come back to these things to say, is there a better way today? Today, can we make this work? And I think, Mike, quite honestly, when people hear where we're going, I think most people will feel good that we've tried to honor each one of those areas and really tried to think about, again, their most precious resource and making sure we can do this in a safe manner.
Constant improvement, there's no doubt about it. Dr. Judy DeMuth, our guest this morning, superintendent of the MCCSC. The school board meeting is tonight. tonight, one of the three choices will be presented. And when this choice is presented, Dr. DeMuth, the school day, is this going to come up for discussion next year, 5 years? We know that the school, I know I have to ask you these questions, I'm sorry, but the school calendar seems to come up like every 3 years. What is the school day? Is there any set pattern for that, or is it just when you get enough feedback to get things moving?
You know what, I've gone back to where we were prior, and of course, where we were prior, there were a lot of changes, you know, that we've made since then, and that day seemed to last a long time. I'm hoping we can really kind of hone in on something that works for everybody, with the understanding that it can't work perfectly for each person, but it works enough, you know, and it works well for the community that we really don't have to, you know, take all of our folks and keep studying this for 3 or 4 months to make the decisions, and that we can just kind of have some consistency for our families. That's really what you want to try to do, is have consistency for our families so that everybody feels that, you know, it's a good schedule. And that's what we're hoping for.
And what time is showtime tonight down at the administrative building?
Well, our meeting will begin at 6 p.m., and we look forward to anyone who would like to join us to do so here at the Administration Center.
And here from the three choices, and that will be put into, what I don't want you to call into law. What do we call that? It will be enacted tonight? Is that the proper word we're looking for?
Well, the bottom line is that will be our student schedule for the 2000, it's hard for me to even say this, 16-17 school year.
Exactly right. And before I let you go, I want to congratulate you in advance on your Lifetime Achievement Award coming up from the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce Franklin Initiative coming up this week as well. Congratulations on that. And we always appreciate the time you give us. We know Tuesdays are very busy, especially the final Tuesday of each month. And best of luck at your meeting tonight.
Thanks, Mike. And thanks for your plug on the sportsmanship panel, because we're very excited about hosting that.
And that's coming up next Monday at Jackson Creek from 7 to 8:30. It's Bobby Cox and Dave Pillar and Marcus Debro, J.R. Holmes, Mike Mossbrucker, and some coaches. Again, it's a community conversation about athletics and how it's developing our young people, and we will talk more about that. Thank you, Dr. DeMuth. I appreciate it, and have fun at your meeting tonight.
Thank you very much, Mike.